listen closely as your radio plays a program of a slightly different strain. Tonight, my children, a new power will rise, unleashed upon you all in this musical disguise. Your cities turn to ash, the broadcast is cursed, the signal is peaking and can't be reversed. If you choose, my children, you can try to hide, but I strongly suggest run.
Experience. So it's like you're going to a creep show. Like it's not just a concert. It's a theatrical kind of performance almost. So it's involving sights and sounds.
Básicamente estoy preguntando por el nombre del grupo, el origen, que si viene por la serie de cómics que se llamaban Creepshow. Y él me dice principalmente por las películas, también por el show que muestran en directo, todo muy relacionado en torno a la creep, y que es un show muy psycho por todo lo que le rodea, por el espectáculo que muestra.
Do you think that group is more relation with psychobilly or horrorbilly or horror punk? Because I have seen these three levels for say how is your group. So What do you think is?
It depends who you ask. I mean, some people say that we're psychobilly, and some people say that we're not psychobilly. Some people say we're horror punk. It really just depends on what you consider to be those kinds of music. I mean, as far as we're concerned, I think we sound kind of psychobilly, but there's definitely a lot of psychobilly bands that we don't sound like. It's really up to whatever you want to call us. Really, we're okay with a lot of different labels.
La pregunta se refiere a si el grupo lo considera más dentro de una etiqueta psychobilly, horror punk, horror billy, porque se les ha calificado de todas estas formas. Entonces él dice que él ha visto todas estas etiquetas, que algunos dicen que es psychobilly, otros dicen que no, otros dicen que es horror punk, que él lo considera un tipo de psychobilly punk, pero que realmente no le importan demasiado las etiquetas. Simplemente es música y que lo que le importa es que la gente disfrute escuchando esa música.
Yeah.
I think that's right. Many people have compared this group with horror pop because there is a girl singing and so on, and for the performance that they make. Do you bother this kind of comparison?
I don't think that we sound like the horror. I mean, obviously because we have a female singer, obviously people are gonna think that we sound a bit like them, but I personally don't think that we sound like them. I think that our music is different enough that Blondie has a female lead singer, but I don't think we sound like Blondie.
Yes, I think so, but in some articles in internet I have seen
a lot of
people compare.
Yeah, I think that the comparison is easy to make, just because we play similar styles of music and we have a female front person, so I'm okay with the comparison, but I personally don't think we sound too much like.
Pregunto por la comparación que se les hace a veces con el grupo Horror Pop, que también tiene una cantante femenina. Circula por internet muchas comparaciones y demás con este grupo. Y él dice que vale, que puede ser posible porque ambos tienen una frontman femenina y hacen un determinado tipo de música y hablan sobre unas determinadas historias, pero que él piensa que no suenan igual, que no se parecen, que simplemente hacen ese tipo de comparación. Y también les preguntaba dentro de esta pregunta si les molestaba y dice que no, que en parte es lógico, pero que la verdad es que no suenan parecido y cualquiera que los escuche lo notará.
Which do you think are your main influence? Which groups?
There's a lot of different influences in the band. I think each member listens to a lot of different music. I listen to a lot of ska and a lot of Elvis Costello. Sarah listens to a lot of older country and McNabb and Matt, our drummer, they listen to a lot of punk rock so we all try and it's important too to listen to a lot of different music. So it's hard to say who are our main influences because there's an awful lot. I try and keep an open ear to any music that I hear, be it ska, reggae, punk, psychobilly, rockabilly, punkabilly, sillybilly, you know, whatever. I mean, it's important to listen to all kinds of music.
Okay.
Básicamente, pregunto que cuáles son sus principales influencias en cuanto a música, y dice que escucha de todo, desde country hasta punk, hasta ska, hasta reggae, que sería muy difícil decir exactamente qué es lo que le influencia, porque se sienten influenciados tanto por el rockabilly como algo tan diferente como, por ejemplo, puede ser el country o el reggae o el ska.
How was your experience in Spain when you came recently, because you came in band tour? I would like to know if you have some kind of anecdote or something like that.
You know what? It's for me, because I'm Canadian and I'm so used to the colder weather. Coming to Spain in November is great for me because when the sun's out, the sun's nice and warm, but the cool breeze cools you right off. So I feel great being in Spain in November. Like as far as weather-wise goes, and I've noticed that the people here are awfully nice. One thing that I've noticed is that everyone apologizes to me for how bad their English is, but I feel silly because I don't know any Spanish at all. So I'm coming to Spain, so I should be the one apologizing.
But one thing I would like to know is something funny or strange happens to you, because the other groups have like very bad very young.
Oh, really?
Yes. One moment. In the tour, in all tour for Europe, because Jus Bond, the singer, was fall down, mm-hmm. I don't know if for the drugs or something like that. That Walter had to hospitalize the singer.
Yeah.
It's because I say something strange happened to Christoph.
Well, the very first time we came to Spain, we played a show in Barcelona, and as we were leaving Barcelona, we're actually leaving the Calella area, close to Barcelona, and we foolishly ran out of gas. And so while we ran out of gas, a car pulled up, and some guys came out, and they were wearing police uniforms, and they wanted to see our passports, and they wanted to see our they said that they wanted to inspect our money because they were looking for fake money, and we didn't realize it, but by the time they had left, we realized that they had put split the money away on them, and that they weren't real cops. They were actually I believe they were actually Iranian thieves, and about 6 months after we left, they were actually caught by the real police and put away. So they had apparently been robbing people who if anyone was stopped on the side of the road, they would rob them, and so they had a big kind of ring going, but the real police caught them, and so hopefully Spain is a little more safe. I'm sure it's much more safe now.
Ya habían venido a España, han venido varias veces, y entonces les pregunto si les ha ocurrido algún tipo de anécdota. Y me habla de que él es canadiense y que el tiempo aquí es maravilloso y que noviembre se está muy bien, y que también le sorprende que la gente se está disculpando todo el tiempo por lo malo que es su inglés. Y él dice, yo vengo a España y no sé ni papa de español. Como realmente no nos ha contestado lo que queríamos, pues apretamos un poco más las tuercas, porque lo que queríamos saber es si había ocurrido algo divertido o extraño o algo así. Porque los otros grupos en el tour lo tuvieron en plan muy revuelto. Al cantante de Juice WRLD, de repente le echaron, no sabemos exactamente por qué, pero creemos que por su adicción a las drogas ya dijeron que no hay tu tía. Y entonces vino otro. Al de Darth Buster, resulta que de repente se puso pocho y a mitad de gira, ale, le tuvieron que dejar en un hospital. Pues claro, era una gira tan accidentada que no podíamos dejarnos de preguntar si a ellos también les había ocurrido algo. Y resultó, pues que sí, que cuando estaban en Barcelona, de repente se quedaron sin gasolina y cuando estaban pidiendo ayuda, unos tíos salieron del coche y le dijeron que eran polis, les pidieron dinero y, bueno, registrando y tal, el caso es que les quitaron todo lo que tenían. Y luego descubrieron que no eran polis, que eran unos tíos que se habían uniformado así y debían de ser como unos ladrones que estaban por la zona y que se dedicaban a timar a extranjeros y a gente que la veían un poco perdida.
Run for your life.
Nobody's gonna wake you.
Run for your life.
Nobody's gonna save you now.
I was actually really worried about how it would sound. At first I was actually really disappointed with it. But everyone who listened to it, at least everyone that has told me, likes it a lot. So
The opinion that I have listened is like it's more powerful and more fresh than the other one. Yes.
Well, thank you.
I have listened to this opinion, so it looks like people like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't really heard. Like even people who I trust to be really, really honest with me have said that they like it. Like people, we have a friend at home named Matt Darling, and he hates everything, and he likes it. So I mean, if he likes it, it's obviously not too bad.
Se les pregunta que hagan un poco un resumen sobre lo que fue la grabación del disco en general, tanto grabación como proyecto como diseño, todo. Y básicamente hablan de las diferencias entre el álbum anterior, que ese fue grabado una vez que estaba ideado, y este es como si se fuese, cada uno iba aportando ideas y se iban disponiendo sobre la marcha, y que solo realmente estuvo finalizado cuando lo grabaron en el estudio, o sea, cuando ya estuvo, es como si durante la gira hubiesen ido poniendo ideas, ideándolo sobre la marcha.
I would like to know the title of the album is about the single Beatles or about in relation with the group of metal Grim Reaper or with the creator?
No, it's just the title of the album was just taken from the song Run Free Life, and that song is just about sort of a personal experience of a friend of ours who has a problem, and so we were sort of saying to run free life to save yourself.
I thought this podcast has something to be with this group, with the United Kingdom one, because it's like a heavy group that in relation with zombies and things like that, I think. Yes.
Well, and that's the thing. I hope that we've accomplished with is that if someone can find meaning in the song that we didn't necessarily intend, that's fantastic, because one song can mean different things to different people. And if someone can find a meaning in that to in respect to their life or their yeah. their view, that's fantastic.
It's not necessary, yes, but I was thinking that perhaps some relation with the first one, because it has like many history with this song, and okay. perhaps it was like ironic or I don't know.
Básicamente hablamos sobre las diferencias entre un álbum y otro, porque además ha sido muy cercano en el tiempo, casi inmediatamente grabaron uno en cuanto acabaron la gira del otro. Les digo que yo he escuchado que es más fresco, más poderoso, que él dice que gracias, e incluso la gente que es más sincera con ellos, que podría haberles dado una opinión más negativa o más objetiva, dicen que les gusta.
In the other album, there is a song that is called
Zombies in Brains. If I had to eat a brain, I would want to go to the, what's it called, that big museum in the States, the museum that has Albert Einstein's brain. I would try and eat his brain because he was a pretty smart guy, and hopefully some of that might rub off on me if I ate it. Hopefully, because I wouldn't mind some of his smart.
Preguntamos por el título de su nuevo álbum, que es Room for Your Life, y queremos saber si tiene algo de relación con los Beatles, que hay una canción que tiene este nombre, o quizás con un grupo de heavy metal que se llama Green Reaper, que tiene un título que así se llama y habla sobre zombies y demás. Y el tío se nos descojona literalmente y dice que no, que tiene que ver con la canción de su álbum y que está basado más bien en experiencias propias, pero que le parece maravilloso que una canción pueda significar tantas cosas, porque hay distinta gente que lo escucha y que bueno, que puede tener muchos significados.
That is on which is the label that you have heard about crypto that cause you find more inappropriate something that you have listened about the group and you think it's absolutely not what we wanted to do or
I don't think so.
Sometimes people who write about music or something like that write things that are completely different about what groups want or what they pretend. It's like I didn't think so what is the label or the opinion that you have heard that is more inappropriate?
It's hard to say. I mean, at least as far as I've heard a lot of different things about the new album too, and some people say it's more pop sounding than the last album, and some people say that it's less pop sounding than the last one, and so a lot of different people have had a lot of different things to say about the new album, so it's hard to say who's wrong and who's right. It's hard to say.
I think that's true. It's good because it's that music transmits something to people because mm-hmm. they have different opinions. Everybody feels something different. So music is capable of doing something like that, is good.
That's very good. Yeah. Like as long as anybody can take anything away from the music, that'd be wonderful.
Se les pregunta por lo más inapropiado que han oído, en plan, por ejemplo, en los medios o en algún lado, algo que piensen jamás quisimos transmitir eso. Y dice que sobre su nuevo álbum ha habido distintas opiniones. Unos dicen que es más pop, otros que es más punk. Vamos, que ha oído opiniones de todo tipo. Y entonces tratamos de llegar a la conclusión diciendo que yo opino que eso es bueno, porque eso significa que la música transmite algo y que los grupos que crean diferentes opiniones sobre su música al distinto tipo de público, pues que es porque la música es buena. Y él dice que opina lo mismo, que la música debe transmitir.
Do you think that we can follow having crypto for many times?
Oh, you mean like
for much time?
Oh, you mean like are we gonna tour a lot more? Or?
No, how do you feel the future?
Oh, the future.
Yeah.
Right now, the future looks really good. We all all the band members get along really well, which is weird because we spend a lot of time together, and we. The shows are great, the fans are great, and we're having a blast. Like, I'm having the best time of my life right now. And I have a feeling the rest of the band is too. So, I mean, as long as it keeps going like this, we'll be doing this for years, hopefully. The future looks good, so I'm really excited about it.
Pregunto que si creen que queda mucho Cripso para rato. Vamos, ¿cómo ven el futuro? Y dice que de momento lo ve muy bueno.
Okay, a topic like everybody else the same. Sex, black, or rock and roll?
I prefer... Well, sex is good. Sex is good. We stay away from the drugs. We enjoy drinking, though. Not so much the drugs. In fact, not at all the drugs. We're not druggies. But we like sex, we like drinks, and we definitely like rock and roll. So sex, drinks, and rock and roll, I think, is very important for the Creep Show.
Yeah. Okay.
Hacemos la pregunta obligada que se hace a todos los músicos, si sexo, drogas o rock and roll. Y por supuesto dice que el sexo es bueno, que drogas, pues que les gusta mucho beber, y que por supuesto rock and roll.
Bloody state, I got you.